tell me about your top three priorities in office.
I think economic development, jobs, and education, and they all kind of interrelate with each other. Jobs in New Hanover County, the state of North Carolina, really anywhere, rely upon a strong education system, not just K through 12, but also our community college system and our university system. So that is really how it relates into jobs and economic development, in the way that we not only educate our children so that they can be trained to work in a global economy, but also because those businesses and industries looking to move somewhere want a great place for their kids to go to school.
Okay, so how would you improve education in District 9?
We really need education reform in North Carolina. We need to think about doing things differently. We need a model where funding follows students and just doesn't get deposited in schools. Our parents need more choice, and we need to better compensate our teachers.
By that, do you mean more funded options for private and charter schools?
I think they need more options, whether it's private school, charter schools, your traditional public school, in maybe one school is open choice because it's a magnet school with math and science. I know that we've put labels on schools for those things, but I'm not sure that we've really integrated the core curriculum in those schools.
And how about specific plans to spur economic development?
Infrastructure is incredibly important. We need to not only pay attention to our infrastructure, but we need to plan our infrastructure in connection with our ability to attract jobs and business to not just New Hanover County, but North Carolina as a whole. And as we position ourselves regionally to attract those businesses, we need to do it in a way that we can supply them with the appropriate infrastructure. A lot of people think about infrastructure just from bricks and mortar, roads, rail, the ports, but we also need to look at our IT infrastructure. Do we have the appropriate infrastructure in place in the ground such that certain of these information technology businesses can actually locate here and be able to operate their business?
So the Republican legislature has gotten a lot of flack for blocking the expansion of Medicaid. How would you help low-income citizens get affordable coverage?
Ideally, we would give free health insurance to everyone. The reason to not expand it is because we were already over budget by hundreds of millions of dollars in the previous cycle. So when you're over budget, you can't expand those services until you can bring the budget in line. And I think that's one of the things that DHHS and the legislature and other thought leaders in North Carolina are trying to figure out: what's the best way to provide care to our citizens in a way that we can budget the cost so that we can pay for it.
Michael Lee, would you ever support same-sex marriage in North Carolina?
No. My faith guides the way I believe about certain things. I think that the measure that allowed the voters to decide is the best way to do it. So I think that that process really was the right one, as opposed to the legislature making that decision. I think that any of those decisions that truly need to be made by the citizens of North Carolina are actually made by them.
Michael Lee, thanks for joining us today.